Boy on Fire, The Young Nick Cave, written by Mark Mordew and read by James O'Connell. I can still remember when Nick had just written The Hair Shirt. He'd written it on piano. It went round and round and round, Harvey says of what he considers to have been an unevolved work. Originally, it had a What Shall We Do With a Drunken Sailor rhythm. It would have been developed from there by the band. We had this gig at the Kingston Hotel in Richmond, and Roland hits a vibrato pedal through an amp, and it went into feedback and just took off. It was really fantastic. We'd been playing it live like that and had enough experience in that process to bring that into the recording. Tracy Pugh likewise noted, the songs are becoming more and more band compositions. Nick's offerings are getting less and less substantial. He doesn't bother composing them or arranging them. In the same interview with Clinton Walker, Nick agrees with Pugh's observations, emphasizing the open and organic process the band was developing. It's much easier, I think, to feel out an arrangement as opposed to doing it beforehand, Nick says. But no sooner is Pugh openly identifying the outline of The Hair Shirt as a sort of bastardized version of What Shall We Do With a Drunken Sailor, then Nick cuts him off and reasserts his creative authority. I had the tune and an idea of how the tune should be played, and the words, and the vocal melody. Nick would have grown up listening to a Burl Ives album at the Cave family home. The answer to the sea shanty question, What Shall We Do With a Drunken Sailor, is him needing to drink the hair of the dog that has bitten him. It's interesting how Nick adapts this drinking song to his own purposes in The Hair Shirt. Among heroin users, it's known that the better the quality of the drugs being injected, the more likely you are to itch due to the release of histamines into the body. Some addicts grow to enjoy the itch as a sign of first-class heroin. Most cannot stand it. Nick had been bitten, all right, and The Hair Shirt was an early creative response. In medieval religious history, a cilice, or hair shirt, was made of coarse animal hair and worn close to the skin like a singlet. Its purpose was to cause great discomfort as punishment for one's sins. In more extreme cases, twigs and even wire were used, intensifying a mortification of the flesh redolent of the crucifixion, with the express aim of helping a wearer move closer to God through constant penitence. In Molière's comic play Tartuffe, or The Impostor, however, the hypocritical and manipulative title character wears his hair shirt inside out. Tartuffe's penance is witnessed by everyone, but never actually felt. Theatre audiences roared with amusement. Nick had seen an old German silent film version of the play not long after the death of his father. Nick's best songs would evolve as highly personal explorations that took in wide-ranging influences and paradoxical associations like these. As he said upon the release of Hee Haw, which wouldn't occur until near Christmas 1979, a lot more of our own obsessions, I suppose, are coming out. Nick was discovering a form he could write in, where all was revealed and everything was still a secret.